My name is Carlene Crook, and I am interviewing Sharon Crook Wells. Today is March 25th. The time is 6:40. How did your parents choose your name?
My dad had a brother named Sharon Howell Crook, and he was just older than my dad, and he died. He got blood poisoning and died, and evidently my dad really thought a lot of him, and my mother liked the name too, so they decided if I was going to be a boy or a girl, I was going to be named Sharon. But they didn't give me a middle name because they thought that when I got married that, I'd have three names anyway.
And where did you grow up?
In Fairview, Wyoming.
How did you travel or go places when you were young?
When I was real young, we didn't have a car, and so we went by horse team. We had, in the winter, we had a sleigh, and in the summer, it was a wagon. But and then a lot of times our relatives or neighbors would give us a ride, so we didn't have to walk, but we stayed home most of the time.
What is your mother's name, and where was she born and raised?
Her name was Esther Sarah Matthews Crook, and she was born in Liberty, Idaho, and her mother died at childbirth, and it was her wish that her mother would raise Esther. They named her Esther after a relative in England, and so her dad and her other brothers and sisters stayed in Liberty, and they brought her to Afton, Wyoming, and that's where she was raised.
What about your dad?
And my dad was born in Smoot, Wyoming, and he lived there all his life till he got married and they moved to Fairview.
Do you recall anything about your grandparents?
My mother's parents were dead before I was born, but I remember my grandmother and grandfather Crook. My grandmother Crook had arthritis, and she was crippled. She was in a wheelchair. I always knew her just as in the wheelchair, and she couldn't straighten her legs. She'd sat there so long that her legs were just bent, and her hands were really deformed and everything. And my grandfather was, well, I don't remember much about him except he always had the candy that he'd give us. Can't remember what kind it was now, but he they passed away. About the time when I was in my teenager.
Where were they born and raised, and what did they do for a living?
Well, they homesteaded the land in Smoot and lived there. And I'm not sure where they were born. I'd have to look it up, It was on Gary's list. Okay. But they were both, the grandparents were both from England, mm-hmm. and they were born here in the United States. And my grandmother came across the plains in a covered wagon, and my grandfather was in the handcart company. I think he was only 3 years old, so he said he walked all the way, but I kind of doubt that.
What's the names of your brothers and sisters in order?
Oh, I was the oldest, and then Kendall Ray was 5 years younger. Then 5 years later, we had Gary Matthews.
Now, how did you feel when a younger brother or sister was born?
Well, I always wanted a sister, but I never had one. But I thought it was real nice. We were happy and enjoyed the baby, and I was old enough that I could help. And
what kind of things did you do for fun when you were a kid?
Well, I enjoyed playing with my cousins when they'd come to visit, or we'd go visit them. And I used to read a lot. I liked to read. I did most of that. We lived for, or our closest neighbors was about 2 miles away, so I really, you know, didn't get to interact with neighbors very often. But
what chores did your parents have you do?
Well, I learned to cook. The first thing I learned to make was mush, cereal, and then I learned milk gravy and, you know, like that. And then it was when I got old enough, I had to help milk cows, and herd the cows, and, you know, help clean up the house and everything.
How did you feel about doing chores?
Well, I thought it was okay. I didn't have any choice, so I didn't have any help. I had to do it myself.
What was Christmas like when you were young?
Well, I really enjoyed that. We always had a real nice Christmas as we go get the Christmas tree. Either if it was a lot of snow, we'd go in the sleigh, up in the horse-pulled sleigh, up in the hills just behind where we lived, or sometimes that there wouldn't be snow, and then my dad would go and get the tree. I guess he rode a horse, I don't know. But anyway, then I really enjoyed when we'd light the trim the Christmas tree, and we had candles. We had real candles on it, and of course we'd all have to sit around, and my dad would light them, and we'd all be there so that they'd be sure it wouldn't have any accident or set the place on fire. And then, but I always thought it was a real magical time, and I thought it was really great. But one time I remember I saw where my mother had put some of the Christmas presents she's bought, and so I looked, and I had a house coat. Then when Christmas came, I felt so guilty that I'd looked and didn't see it before Christmas.
Did you have a special way of celebrating birthdays? What did your family have for traditions for that?
Well, we always had a real nice birthday, I think, because my mother didn't have mother had died, and so she really made a big fuss about holidays and things, and she would always make us a cake, and we'd have candles, and sometimes we'd have some of the relatives come, but we always really got nice gifts and, you know, had a nice time.
What about your baptism? When were do you remember being baptized?
Yes, I sure do, and it was in Crow Creek. It was in probably in the first part of July, because my birthday was in the last part of June, and so the water was cold. But my dad, he took his irrigating boots with him. I don't know what he thought he was going to do, but anyway, Gib Turner was there baptizing some of the other, his daughter Elaine, and so he was dressed in white like he should be and everything, so he was the one that baptized me. I always thought that was kind of funny.
Did you like school?
Yes, I always did. My mother was a school teacher, had been a school teacher, and so you know, going to school and an education was always very high priority in the family, and so I always, you know, just thought it was real neat.
What were your favorite subjects?
Well, I guess history or geography, mm-hmm. And I couldn't spell. Spelling was hard for me, or English, so I didn't do too well in those. But the others, that, you know, that I thought was nice. Math and things. Science was always real interesting for me, and it was easy for me. I could memorize, you know, the facts were the same all the time, and that was easy for me. But to have to make up like a poem or a story or something was harder.
And what teacher did you like the best?
Well, I liked most of my teachers, but I think my mother was the one that inspired me the most, and she always helped me and told me that I could do whatever I wanted to, you know. I didn't ever go to her formal class, but it was at home that she taught me.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have an unusual or exciting adventure or an embarrassing experience when you were a child?
Well, I'm sure I had embarrassing ones, but none that stood out too much.
Okay, this is about your teen years. Where did you live?
I was in the same place in Fairview, Wyoming.
What was your favorite activity as a teenager?
I guess going to ball games and school and, you know, being with friends.
Mm-hmm. What was school like? Was there anything you were especially good at?
Well, like I say, science was mm-hmm. what I really specialized in.
And what school activities did you participate in?
Well, I wasn't very sociable, I guess, when I was in high school. Since we lived so far away, lived 4 miles from the school in Fairview and then 9 miles to Afton, where I went to high school, I didn't really participate because, well, I'd come home on the bus and then I wasn't there. My mother and dad didn't like me to stay, you know, with anybody or, you know, stay out.
What books did you read?
Well, Bobbsey Twins and I can't remember all the ones that were popular at that time.
Did you have a favorite radio program that you liked to listen to?
I think Jack Armstrong. I remember I wrote and got, he had a deal that figure out what they were, I don't know, just what it was, but anyway, I sent away and got that, and I used to listen to that all the time, and then I liked the comedy ones, I can't remember some of their names, but...
What was your teenage music like then?
Well, the big bands.
Yeah.
I liked that, and that's what they were. And then I did like some of the musicals that they had.
Did you ever go to school dances?
No, not very much. Didn't.
How did the teenagers dance then?
Well, that was when they started jitterbugging, mm-hmm. and I did learn to do that, but...
Did you like to do that?
Well, yeah, I liked when Gary got old enough, why I liked to show him how.
What responsibilities at home did you have?
Well, for one thing I used to do is my mother was teaching school, and so we'd get up and I would mix the bread before then. Then my dad he'd raise up and while we were gone, and he'd come and
mix it down.
Yeah, mix it down, and then when we'd come home, we'd bake it. But that was my job. I did that while my mother got breakfast, and that was one of the things that I did. Then when I was in high school, I used to have to milk cows in the morning, too. I did, you know.
How many cows did you milk?
Oh, probably 3 or 4 or so. He had about 10 or 12, and, you know, and I just...
So you milked them by hand?
Yeah. We didn't even have electricity, so...
How old were you when the electricity came to your farm?
Well, I think I was in college.
So you had already gone away to college before you got electricity at mm-hmm. your place.
Yeah, and well, and running water too, because they built the house just to, you know, when, the new house when I was.
So you didn't have running water on the place until about 1958.
Yeah, I guess that was one of those, yeah. And we used to have to haul it in milk cans.
Now, what made you decide to go to college and decide on the career that you chose?
Well, like I've said, it wasn't that if I was going to college, it was when, because my mother was, and my mother and dad had both, well, she had taught school, she hadn't graduated by then, but she had taught many years and was working on it. She did hers by correspondence or summer school, and my dad had already had graduated before he got married, and so it was just a given that I was going to go to college, and the science classes, chemistry and physics and things like that, was so much easier for me. And then, I don't know, my mother was the one that influenced me to take pharmacy. We decided that that would be good. And, of course, there weren't very many women taking it then. But then he thought that even if I got married and had children, I could still do it part-time, you know, so it would be a good profession to have.
What religious faith do you belong to, and were you active in your belief?
I'm LDS, Latter-day Saint, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I have always been active, yes.
Do you have any memories of special church meetings or activities?
Well, when I was a teenager, I went on one trip to Logan to do baptisms for the dead. I remember that, and that was real special. And then I also visited the Idaho Falls Temple before it was dedicated, you know, when it was open for. And so I enjoyed doing that too.
Now about your adult life. When did you meet your spouse, and where were you? And
I was it was when I was working at the St. Mark's Hospital. I'd moved to when I first got out of college. I lived in Ogden and worked there in the hospital, and then I moved to the St. Mark's Hospital in Salt Lake and lived down here. And Bob was the worked in the maintenance, and I used to talk to him. He visited with everybody, and he told me about his kids and things like that. And then he told me that he was getting a divorce, then I was working in the credit union, and we were going to have a dinner, and so I asked him if he didn't want to buy a ticket to the credit union. He said, "Well, I'll buy a ticket if you'll go with me." And I was really surprised. I said, "Well, I guess that getting a free meal is a good deal." So that's the first time we went together.
So what was your first impression of him?
Well, he was very friendly and everything, but I certainly wasn't romantic at all, because I wasn't. Of course, he was married and everything, and so I just enjoyed talking to him. He was fun to talk to.
When were you married?
On July the 8th in 1963, at the Logan LDS Temple, and. He used to, or, you know, I wasn't, we went out some, but I never was very, didn't think it was very serious until he stopped smoking and started going to church. And then I decided, after he'd been divorced for a few months, so then I decided, I guess this is serious.
So what do you remember about your wedding day?
Well, we lived in Salt Lake, and so we drove up to Logan, and my parents came from Star Valley down, and they had been married in the Logan Temple, so that was one reason. And then it was halfway between, so we thought that was good. And then my brother was living in Salt Lake when he and his wife Carlene came up and brought Bob's mother, and I just kind of, you know, like, gee, is this really happening?
So what was it like to be newlywed in those days?
Well, Bob had been married 16 years before to his first wife, and I was 36 years old, so and I said to him, gee, this is just like having a new roommate. He wasn't very excited about that.
So what adventures or memorable or humorous things happened?
Well, we went to, came back and stayed in Salt Lake the first night, and then we went to Denver for our honeymoon, and we stopped and, where's the
Dinosaur National
Park? Yeah, the Dinosaur National Park. We visited there, and then we went to Colorado Springs and then came back, and it was real fun. I saw a lot of places I hadn't seen before that I'd heard about.
So when you became a parent, what did you think?
Well, I was really thrilled because we'd been married 5 years and we hadn't had any kids, and I had given up hope because I, on my next birthday I was going to be 41, and I thought, oh, this is too old and I guess I won't be able to. But then we had Ray, and I was real thrilled.
So how many children do you have?
Just the one, Ray Seawells.
Okay. Where have you lived during your adult years?
Well, I lived in Pocatello, Idaho, was where I went to college, and then I lived in Ogden, and then I moved to Salt Lake and lived in a apartment there, and then when we first got married we lived over by the St. Mark's Hospital in apartments there, and then we finally bought our own home in the Holiday area, and then after Bob passed away, then I sold that and live in Midvale now.
Okay, so what talents did you discover in yourself as you grew up? Like your science and...
Well, I just really didn't. I didn't really think I had any talents particularly.
Did you have any favorite traditions that you and Bob had, like for birthdays or Christmas or something?
We always had real nice Christmases, and you know, had just the regular thing, nothing any different than most people have.
Have you had any personal or family tragedies in your life?
Well,
go ahead.
When I was just 13, that's when Kendall, my son, or my brother Kendall, passed away, and that was really sad. My parents really felt bad. That was their oldest son, and there was only three of us, so it was, and they, but my mother was, went just back and taught the class that he had been in, and I felt that was really sad for her. And then I was sad when my parents passed away. My mother, when she was 69, and my dad was 75 when he passed away, and that was sad too. And then Bob passed away. It's been be 10 years this coming October. And I felt bad about that too.
So as you look back on your life, what's one thing that you really had to work hard at? And then
I think that getting through college, and I was so relieved and thrilled when I got past the state board.
Yeah.
That was what I worked for all those years, and I thought that was really nice when I finally was registered.
What about your religious testimony? Are there any spiritual experiences you would like to tell about?
Well, when people ask, you know, if you when you got your testimony, I always seemed like I always had one. I just knew that it was, or just had been told that it was true by people who I trusted and everything, and so I just never doubted it. I just, it was always, just seemed like it was there. And the older I get, and the more I study and classes I take and everything, that I, you know, really grew stronger all the time.
Is there anything else you'd like to add? Didn't you and Bob used to do some traveling and?
Well, when the year after we were married, we had a chance to go back to New York. The drug companies always took the interns back, and all they would you had to pay your own plane fare, but then they provided the hotel, and then they took you to the drug company and showed you around, and so when they chartered a plane and it wasn't full, so then they told the pharmacist that the hospital pharmacist that we could go if we wanted to, and so Bob and I went there, and we had really had a nice time, and it was when they had the World's Fair was in New York then, and we went to that, and it's really enjoyable to go through the drug companies where they manufacture the drugs and, you know, package them and everything. It's very enlightening, and it was very enjoyable.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that.
You think that's enough?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. That was very
proves that I'm a very boring person.
No.